The world is going crazy, and we have the prescription for sanity.
We're live, Capo.
It's time to take your meds.
We got a good one today, man.
All your meds.
It's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle.
Capo.
The Kinetics. We have a special guest on the line.
Super dope artist.
We're going to play some games. We're going to have some fun. First question. Who was the first rapper to turn active?
I was close on that one.
All your meds. Take two and chill.
We're live, Capo. What's going on, man? It's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle, a.k.a. Mr. Digital, and I'm here live with my mans.
Capo.
The Connect. Yeah. You know, we're trying to get a little fancy this time, trying to do a little something different, man, with the podcast, man. We're about to do this thing, man. We're going to do some real cool stuff with this. Today, we got a lot of great stuff going on. We're going to get into some music, and we're going to do something special because we have a special guest on the line. Who's our special guest, Capo?
Oh, man, we got a good one today, man. We got, well, before I even say who it is, man, let me just tell you a little bit about this, man. Super dope artist. Has toured, been all over the place, all over the country, has opened up for huge artists, has even had a mural painted of himself on downtown Atlanta through AT&T. A lot of great things. This is my man, my brother from another, Fooley!
What up, man? How you doing, brother?
Oh, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Man, can't complain, man. We on here live, directly to their eardrums. Yeah, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. I know, Fooley, last time we was talking, man, we was at the studio just before all this stuff just hit the fan, man. Now it's like some weeks done past things. It's crazy. You quarantined in the house. It's like, man, can't get out, can't do nothing, man. I'm about to go crazy, man. I feel like slapping somebody. I don't know, man.
Right.
You know, man. But
hey, man, as Fooley, as it has everything that's been going on, has it been affecting you know, how I know it's been affecting you, like, how has it been affecting you, and what's some pros and cons about what's going on right now for you?
I would say the way that I guess that it would be affecting me is not being able to go to certain spots. A lot of businesses are shut down right now, so certain studios are shut down. I want to say about 2 weeks ago when it started to get serious, I did about 2 days. I went back home, and everything was kind of shut down but this particular establishment. But I haven't really took a hit or anything, man. I got an at-home setup, so I'm always recording, always at home recording. So, you know, it hasn't stopped that at all, you know what I'm saying? So, if anything, I'm getting more done because of the quarantine. I'm at home.
Right.
And that's what I was about to say. Are you knocking out more records? Are you writing more? I mean, how many songs do you think you've done since you've been in quarantine?
Man, I don't know. I haven't even counted, but I know it's over 10. You know what I'm saying? I know it's over 10. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's for sure.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. I've been locked in myself, man, just trying to get stuff together. That's all you can do, man, is really just try to stay positive and really just try to better yourself and, you know, just try to learn and push forward, get ready for when this stuff let up. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit, man. Yeah. Trying to keep some type of norm in all this craziness, man, is kind of difficult. I mean, especially, I think all of us have little ones, so it's a little bit more difficult when you know, you're kind of trapped in the crib trying to entertain kids as well as handle business. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, man, I know.
And be creative and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, especially with me having a one-year-old. She's about to be one in a couple weeks. So, you know, trust me, I feel you, man. But yeah, Fooley, man, so what's up, man? What you been working on, man? You got some new music for us, man?
Man, I got a ton of new music, man. I brought you two today, man. I brought you guys two today, man.
Okay.
Two really great records, man. You know, been cooking up, been working on some really dope vibes, man. Gearing up to release one hell of a project, man.
Okay, that's what's up. So, yeah, I got some records that you sent me, man. So, this first one right here, Third Degree, man. Tell me a little bit about that one, man.
I get a lot of good vibes from Third Degree, man. As my man Capo said, man, you know, I done been all over the country, and I was put in a good enough situation, blessed enough to be able to record when I went out and spent some time in L.A. And this was one of the records that I ended up doing. Initially, this record was called Hollywood because I actually recorded it in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? And just playing around with the vibes out there, man. You know, at first calling it Hollywood came from basically saying I was in Hollywood and I'm being Hollywood now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was kind of, like, you know, nonchalant about me busting moves, doing what I was going to do in the future or being me. So, like, now I'm being Hollywood. You was Hollywood. You got your chance to be Hollywood. Now I'm being Hollywood. Coming into, you know, when we got ready to actually release the record, you know, me and the guy sat down and actually, you know, went over a few names, and we felt like Third Degree was better. You know what I'm saying? Because I was actually saying it within the record. So, you know, that's pretty much how Third Degree came about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hell yeah. That's dope, man. Yeah. Well, Let's go ahead and get into the first dose, Bobby.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'm feeling that. Tell them they need to go ahead and follow Instagram. Go ahead, go to Spotify. Make sure they check that out, man, and listen to the whole thing and bump that in the ride, man. I'm feeling that, though. Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Hey, real quick, Fully, I don't mean to cut you off. Hopefully, I didn't, man. But, I mean, you have a real unique sound, man. Like just your style in general, man. Where does that style come from, man? Like, where are you originally from, and where do you feel like you gathered your style of not only music but like how you carry yourself and you know just everything, the swag, man.
To touch on where I'm from, man. I'm from South Carolina, Anderson, South Carolina, small town. The closest thing that I probably could get people to recognize would be Clemson. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, a lot of people don't like it, what a national championship is right now. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, my mother was a singer. Her mother was a singer. Got a lot of gospel influence, man. And of course, like just in general, my grandfather was he was into vinyl, you know. He was in school in the 50s, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all that good wholesome Motown music and just all that type of music, you know, into the 90s, neo soul, everything really influences my sound. You know, just everything growing up influences my sound.
That's what's up, man. Well, speaking of you know, being out there, like you said, just moving around and shit and coming from South Carolina to, well, you're in Atlanta now, right?
Yeah. We're down in Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, you're always somewhere, man. You're in LA recording, you're, you know, at South by Southwest and all this shit. And you were recently on tour with Don Tripp, right?
Don Tripp, the homie.
Yeah. What was it like being on the road, man? And I mean, what's the tour life like for you?
It's amazing, man. You know, it's pretty much the opportunity to be able to do to show your talent to people each and every night. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much a new face every night. You know what I mean? And if not every night, every other night or every weekend or however, you know, the tour is set up. But for the most part, man, it's dope, man. It's an exciting experience. You getting to tap in with people that not, you know, me being the first time going to some of these places, this is the first time I'm being able to interact with a person that might have been talking to me for the last 4 months out here in LA or out here in Texas or, you know what I'm saying, wherever we going. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing about going on tour. And that's the thing that I'm the most attracted to, going on tour, being able to just interact with people like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Does that happen a lot, man? Where you kind of like bump into someone that has been like, man, I follow you on Instagram, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I see your post, or you know, I watch you on YouTube or whatever, and like they know you through the social media world, but you know, now they get to meet you face to face.
It's funny you said that, man, because I had a thought in my mind, or I guess like a thing, where I felt like this was like where how I felt like I knew I had something going on, or I felt like I was making noise somewhere. You know, I felt like I wasn't making noise somewhere, you know, at one point in time, if nobody didn't walk up and recognize who I was, at least one person in that particular area. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, damn, you know, at least one, it, one person, I'm in the mall, I'm shopping, you know, you on the road or whatever, ain't nobody asked for a picture, ain't nobody did this, ain't nobody did that. And then, you know, for a while it was like that. And then, of course, you know, now I live in Atlanta, coming from South Carolina. In South Carolina, it was more often. It happened more often in South Carolina. Go home or you there, it happens more there. Once I got more in tune in Atlanta, it happened there. Nashville is somewhere I get a lot of love now. So when I go there, now people, you know, they want a picture or people want me to pull up to their spot. So it's love like that. And now it's starting to grow. So it's like, you know, Alabama, it had a whole lot of love. On the Dom Trip show, when we went to Alabama, it was so much love. Like, you know what I mean? I just pretty much just pretty much touched everybody. It felt like I touched everybody in the building. You know what I'm saying? After the performance, you know, they came and hollered at me. It was just so much love, man. So it's amazing.
Hell yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man.
It's good that you get love when you're out there, man. You know, you out here moving around, you get to touch a lot of people, man. So that's the beautiful thing about being on the road, man. You can actually physically touch the people. They can feel the energy. You know, like, well, on those Bun B dates, I was out there, and I seen your energy. I got a few pictures I tagged you on Instagram when you performing, like how you really had some good crowd interaction. You was on there, like, performing. You wasn't just lip-syncing, you know. You was actually performing, you know. So that's definitely kudos on that. I've seen it in person. You know, no Milli Vanilli. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Okay, so that's what's up. So, you sent me another record, man. I got this record that you sent me called Rearview, man. So I'm about to get that queued up. Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind this record coming up.
Man, Rearview. Generally, in any track I create, most of the time it comes from a situation or it stimulates from a time I'm in. So I got into a point where now, you know, you're seeing a lot of things in your past that you done came in contact with, I guess, more or less. And you're seeing the things that you kind of had to shed away. You know what I mean? So it's like the best way, I guess, like the vernacular or whatever, the term I came up with when creating the record to pretty much speak that, it was like, okay, these people are in my rearview now. You know, I see my hater in my rearview. You know what I'm saying? I see this person that didn't believe in me in my rearview. I see, you know, things in my past that hurt me or that kept me from going to where I'm going. You know, that's in my rearview. So that's pretty much where, you know, the thought process came into play with this record. You know what I'm saying? It's produced by a DJ by the name DJ A64, Flight School DJ. Shout out my guy, you know what I'm saying? DJ A64, you know what I mean? Rearview, man. All
right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's just fire,
that shit
bro.
Is fire.
I like that, man. Put them haters in your rearview,
right,
bro.
Right.
Don't even worry about them. They behind you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I love that concept, man. Speaking of it, man, you always seem to come positive, man. Like, you always seem to come in a positive manner, man, and always trying to at least say something in your music, you know what I'm saying? And I've been seeing you, like, pushing real hard with the whole love more, hate less concept, man. What's the meaning behind that?
Man, it's I feel like the meaning is there, man, you know, but to piggyback on it, man, and I guess to give more detail, I mean, man, love more, hate less, man. I just, like I said, I came to a point in my life where that's all I want, man. That's all I want to give. That's all I want to receive, man, is love. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, no matter what this other person's outlook or whatever this other person's energy is, this always should be your energy, man. You know what I'm saying? Good, you know, and two bad energies don't mix well, man. One bad energy is not good, but two definitely is not good. So I feel like, you know, pushing to do more, to have more love instead of hate, you know what I'm saying? Love more and hate less. That should be, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thesis behind that, man. You know, is to get more people to love first rather than hate. You know what I'm saying? People throw a rock before they tell you, hey, man, that's a good job, bro. That's cool right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you did a good job with that. For some odd reason, it's just like now people would rather get off malicious thoughts instead of get off, you know what I'm saying, something that's positive, man, you know, like good energy, you know what I mean? And that's the whole thing behind that, just good energy, man, putting it into the universe, man.
That's what it is, man.
It's karma, man. It's like you give and you get, man. So that's the best way to go about it, man. Putting good energy out there. I like that, man.
Yeah, always, man. I mean, and then, like, I know you were talking about something. You had mentioned something about you were using it as a title for a project or something.
Oh, man, yeah. So you know, that's up and coming, man. I got a very dope concept, man, and the way that we're gonna release this, you know what I'm saying? This project that's coming, man. Love more, hate less, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, what I'm pushing is the same thing I'm pushing within the music. The same message is gonna come through the music, you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be way more understandable with the music beside it as well, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Real shit. What you drinking that poison for, man? What you putting in here, bro?
Oh, man, you don't even know.
Is that a Four Loko? You
know the story? No, it ain't a Four Loko. I'm on an energy drink, man. I've had a long day. You know, I got a one-year-old that gets up early and keeps me up all night.
Yeah, bro, you
got to
put those down, bro.
Yeah, man. He said Four
Loko. Nah, no Four Lokos. I don't mess around with the Four Lokos, man. I drink me some tequila. I drink me some Coronas. You know, I keep it low-key, man. Roll me up something. Man. Yeah, man. You know, so we got this other record real quick before we get into this game segment. So this Dirty Wine record, one I accidentally almost played, but like this one right here, you know, the Foolie Man joint. You know, so before we get this one on.
The name of the record is Foolie Man.
It says Foolie Man, like, parentheses, Dirty Wine. Yeah, Capo.
It's don't put that shit on me, bro.
Hey. Yes, we have it though. So let's talk about this record right here. Tell me about this record, and what was your thought process behind it, and you know, how'd you make the magic?
Man, you know, it's crazy, man. Like, I don't know. A lot of people don't like, you know, I'm trying to get more, I guess, more comfortable talking about my, like, the personal, behind my mechanics or why I'm like this or why I'm this way or whatever people will want to say. But I learned earlier this year that I'm Creole. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of, like, Creole in my family, you know, Haitian or around that type of mixture. A lot of my family on my father's side is from Louisiana. And I say this, you know, learning that this year is like, I guess growing up, I always had, you know, South Carolina is, we already Geechee as it is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, if you don't know about South Carolina, we got Chucktown, we got Charleston, you got Coastal Carolina, like we're surrounded by water, you know, South Carolina is on water. So I grew up on water my whole life, you know, and it's pretty much, no different from Miami. I guess Miami is larger because it's Miami, you know what I'm saying? But we grew up with beaches, water, everything, the same thing. And basically, just that vibe has always been attached to me. Like, my for whatever reason, I can't understand why, I just connect with this music. A lot of people don't like reggae. A lot of people don't like Afrobeat. A lot of people don't engage. And when I say like a lot of people, I would say I'm more so speaking of black people too. People, you know, people of that that don't really know too much of this culture or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I was one of those people. And you know, as I hear it more, like, you know, the Waiters and Bob Marley and people like Beanie Man, Elephant Man, and stuff like this. And when you hearing them, Sean Paul, like, I was like, who wasn't hype when you hear that? Give me a lie, like, whatever. So I was like compelled to, like, man, you know, I got this voice, this tone. Everybody telling me, man, you're tropical. You need to try to make this type of record or whatever. And after a lot of, like, just saying whatever, and I just decided, like, hey, man, I'm gonna sit down with a producer and two producers. I have another record that's along the lines, that's an Afrobeat, but we're not gonna get into that. We're gonna get into this record. This record is produced by Kickstand. It's a young brother from where I'm from. He's about, I think he's like 21, 22. Young guy, man, you know what I'm saying? He's hungry. And I hit him up. I told him what I wanted, you know, the style that I needed. And he produced that, man. He sent it to me. And you know, we got Dirty Wine.
Yeah. That's fire, bro.
That's, you know what? That's totally different. But it don't even sound like what people would think you would sound like. Like, I've heard some records. I've been in the studio with you, so I know what you could sound like. But I like that, you know, and it's like you're not afraid to do something different. And it came out dope. It came out real dope. They could, you know, cross over to a lot of the, like, down here in Atlanta, they just converted 103.3 to, you know, I don't want to say Caribbean, but a dance hall station, you know. So it's like it'll go on that station as well as it'll go on the hip-hop station and the Top 40 station. So, and you sound good, man. You sound good, real good, man. I like it. Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
That's fire. So when's that song coming out, bro? Is that out already or no?
Nah, it's not out, man. This is an unreleased record.
All right, we getting them exclusives, Bobby.
Exclusive, exclusive.
To his book.
Wrong one.
Nah, that's the one. Yeah.
My bad. You were saying, what were you saying, Fully?
Oh, yeah, man. So the Rear View, that was an unreleased record. You know what I'm saying? This right here was an unreleased record. And this record here, I'm thinking definitely the project, man. You know, the one that I'm thinking about hitting y'all with. Yes, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a crazy record, man. This is something that I can only dream to make it, man. I ended up making it, and I feel like, you know, that's like one of those things. Like, you know, you dream of something, you finally get it, and you do it, and you realize you can do it. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Real shit. So that, like you said, man, that's a whole reggae vibe. And, you know, of course, with reggae music comes, you know, what people would assume 420 festivities, right? So 420 is right around the corner, man. Is there anything special that you have going for 420, or is there any kind of like way you celebrate 420, anything like that?
Man, I celebrate 420. I think like all the stoners celebrate 420, you know what I'm saying? I'm smoking as possible. But as far as like for my foolies, man, what they could expect from me, man, I decided that, you know, to release something special. So I'm gonna do something special on 420 so they can expect something new to drop on 420. Definitely, man. You know, something smoke, dope vibes, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead, and I know we on quarantine, but I know you got that friend who got a friend who can get you that pack, get you that gas, you know, that bar, whatever you need, you know what I'm saying? I'm for sure you're gonna need your supplies for this one, man. It's gonna be one of those, you feel me?
Yeah. Were any of the songs that you played tonight on the project?
No.
Exclusive.
When you one goes, nah, man. You know, it's not.
All right. You holding out? Okay, I got it. I got you.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. So yeah, Fully. So So my man Capo Man was telling me about this music video that you guys just shot. You know what I'm saying? And it's dope. And we're going to premiere that today. But before we do the music video premiere on The Final Dose, we got a little thing that we like to do. We got a game segment that we like to play. So we're going to see if you're smarter than the average rapper and see if you can answer these couple questions and see if, you know, if the stoner is true, that the weed makes you smarter. So we're going to find out right now. Yeah. So about to get into this game. So the first part of this game, the first section of this game is hip-hop history. So we're going to ask you a question. Are you ready for this? You know, it's going to be a multiple choice, so we ain't going to make it too hard. I know your mind's got to focus. So the first question is, are you ready? Let's get ready. Here we go. Bring it fully to the stage.
All right, kids. It's time for hip-hop history.
Yes, so hip-hop history. The trivia question is, who was the first rapper to go platinum? Was it A, Biz Markie, B, Slick Rick, or C, Run DMC? Let me know.
I'm kind of confused now because you said that rapper, but you threw Run DMC.
Well, rap group. That's a group. Rap act.
Look at him. He's trying I think
Run DMC was the first, though.
You think Run DMC was the first?
Yeah.
Yes, that is exactly correct. Run DMC, Raising Hell, July 15th, 1986. They released that, selling, going platinum, and they also went triple platinum as well in 87. So, great job, Fooly.
Nice.
You are smarter than the average rapper. All right, so moving on. The next category. This next category is called Who Said That Shit? We're going to read you a famous line.
Who said that shit?
And all you got to say, all you got to tell us is who said that shit. Are you ready? So, who said this? She needs to get a piece of the American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I'll disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. Who said that shit?
Who said that shit?
Boy, you know what I'm saying?
And the answer is Big Boy. Who said that shit? Big Boy of Outkast. They released I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson in 2000 on their hit record Stank On Ya. So you are smarter than the average rapper. My guy, Foolie.
All right.
Okay. Now, nice. Now that we got that out the way, Capo Donna. All
right. I mean, do we have time to play torture?
Hold on. So we're running a little behind because we had the thing set up, but let's do this.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get into this video. We want to preview this video, debut it to the world. So we're going to go ahead and get into this video, and then we're going to finish on up and see if Capo wants to twist Foolie's arm off real quick. Here we go. World premiere of the new Foolie music video. Yes.
Bobby, before we premiere it, fully, tell us what video we're premiering and a little bit about the record.
Yes.
The record one, produced by Little Vo. I don't even think I've said anything about him being my cousin in any interview I've ever did. You know, a lot of people, I don't think nobody even knows, like, this is my first cousin. This should damn near be my brother. Our fathers were first cousin, best friends, like glue. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that we're even connected on this level and doing what we're doing, it just seemed like it's inheritance. You know what I mean? And we're just doing it in our own way. But this song basically came from, you know, motherfucker being tired of all that mess. You know, I ain't taking shit from nobody, just getting played so many times in this industry, you know, and I feel like everybody, it either comes a time where you're going to let it happen, let it keep happening, or you're going to come to the point where you're going to just, like, put a stop to it and you're going to let everybody know, like, all right, you know, it ain't going to be like that, you know what I'm saying? It's not doing it, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that record was me expressing that.
Yeah, all right. Hey, that was lit. Very creative too, because I've been seeing that's my first time seeing that video, and you know I follow you on the gram. If y'all not following Foolie, make sure y'all follow at Master Foolie, Foolie. But I've been seeing some of those pictures from the shoot on your gram, but I haven't seen the video, and I know you said it was from the video shoot, so it makes a lot of sense. That's lit. I like it a lot.
Oh yeah, dog. That's what's
good
up.
Good job, my guy. The winner.
Hey, real quick, you said, rest in peace to Prodigy. You know the mob runs deep. Is that what you said?
That's what I said, man. Rest in peace to Prodigy. You know the mob runs deep.
That's crazy. Man.
And I told him, I said, I water my seed. Wait till you see my Prodigy. Rest in peace to Prodigy. You know the mob run deep. So I'm telling you, my son going to be better than me. Rest in peace to Prodigy, but you know the mob run deep. You know what I'm saying?
That's cold as fuck, bro. Hey, yeah, another thing, and I wanted to bring this up because I know you had mentioned, you know, your cousin producing this, right? You said it kind of runs in the family. Don't you have someone else in your family that's famous?
Oh yeah. If you ever seen God Friended Me, or if you ever seen he was just on Power. He was on Power also.
Was on Power.
Shit. He had another Search Party. He's on a lot of movies on Netflix. But his name is first name, you know, Michael, but Brandon Hall, you know what I'm saying? Michael Brandon Hall, you feel what I'm saying? ABC right now. He's on ABC Network right now. Doing big things. Shout out to him. Yeah, so, man. That's like my brother too, man.
Yeah, so it's something in the water over there, huh? Or something in the family, dog. Something in the genes.
I think so, man. I think so, bro. I think so, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, man, let the people know what you got coming up next, man, what they can be expecting from you, and how you plan on bouncing back after all this craziness gets done, man.
The bounce back is just gonna be like we never left, man. Like nothing ever happened, man. That's how we trying. That's how we coming. Not trying. That's how we coming. You feel what I'm saying? And basically, what I got coming, like I said, man, 420. Expect some dope tunes, man. The smoke too and ride too, man. So like I said, come equipped because you're gonna need it, man. And you know, I always remember, man, to love more and hate less, man. We got something very, very special and dope coming, man. You know, with this, what they call it, a pandemic going on, you know, I don't want to give a date at this moment, but just know we have the project. Love more, hate less. It's going to be amazing. You know what I'm saying?
So is this, because I've seen that you've dropped, like, you've kind of been dropping, like, a three-song project or a four. Is this, like, a real project, like a full album, or is it an EP or what?
So the 420 will be more EP or whatever, you know, people, just like a small collection of records, you know what I'm saying? Or just one record, who knows, you know what I'm saying, if anything. But as far as like the project goes, like the Love More Hate Less, like this is a project. This is something where, you know, like I said, I don't even want to say what's really going to make it special, because when it drops, I want them to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang. Like, you know, this is how you doing it.
Gotcha.
And I feel like they gonna feel it the same way. Like, it's going to be like, well, damn, you know, that makes sense. This makes sense. This is why you've been doing this. This is why you've been doing that. So yeah, I feel like if I give up any more, I feel like I'll be, you know what I'm saying, damaging the surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, man, just make sure that when all this comes together, man, you give Audio Meds the exclusive, bro. We need that.
Oh, yeah, yes, man. Sir. Shout out to Audio Meds, man. Some of the realest in it. Right?
Shouts out. What's up? To that guy, Foodie, man. You popped in on us, man. I know you be busy. You got a lot going on, man. And it's like, it's a pandemic. The world's gone crazy, man. And so, you know, taking the time to tap in with us, man, we really appreciate that, bro. You know, I rock with you personally anyway. You got some records coming out on my tape, too. So, you know, we definitely going to keep it moving.
Yeah, we definitely got some good work coming, bro. Good work. Wait till they hear that work. We got some good work. And like you saying, man, this stuff is going on right now. It's crazy, man. Shout out to everybody that's still, you know, mobile, that's still having to work. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman. So I got a few businesses right now that's still in motion. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like if you in this right now, man, you know, I'm praying for you. I appreciate everything you're doing for us, soldiers as well, man, you know. So everybody stay prayed up, man. Once again, appreciate y'all guys for having me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you, man.
Shout out to that coolie guy.
You love that fucking apply button, bro.
Man, I appreciate everything you guys do, man. You know, I appreciate you taking the time to these moments out of your life that you'll never give back. You could be doing anything else in the world, but you right here with me. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that. I'll never let that go in vain, because time is the most valuable asset that you have. You know what I mean? So from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, man. We appreciate it, bro. Once again, thank you so much. Till next time, I am Capo.
I'm DJ Bobby Hustle.
You're supposed to hit me with the connect, fam. Let's go.
The connect. Yes. All right, man. Appreciate you, Foolie, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So, man, Capo, I really enjoyed this thing, man. This was pretty cool, man, doing this podcast thing, man. So what do you think, man? Should we make this a thing, man?
Man, I think so, bro. I think it's something we need to pursue.
It's a thing.
I had a good time. I had a blast, bro. Fucking hip-hop history. We didn't get to get into the torture, but maybe next time.
Yeah, man,
someone's
got a lot of stuff.
Someone's going to get the torch, somebody, bro. Someone's going to get it.
Somebody's going to get it. But yeah, man, once again, thank you all for tuning in to us on IG Live, streaming directly into your eardrums, bringing you the prescription for sanity. Once again, I'm DJ Bobby Hustle. You know,
and I am Capo.
The Connect.
Peace.
Yes. Until next time.
Y'all be good. Till next one. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.